And welcome back to Morning Talk, and it's time now for our Valley Viewpoint interview, and we're joined this morning by Brian Seibert, who is the director, the executive director of the Conservative Lands Foundation, that is here to talk with us about the national monuments here in Utah with the Antiquities Act and what changes we can expect in the next few years, I guess, as the Antiquities Act, of course, is in the news a lot, and there's a lot going on with current litigation involving the Antiquities Act with, of course, our national monuments here in Utah, the Bears Ears National Monument and the Grand Staircase Escalante. So there's a lot to get to. Brian, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Appreciate having you.
Yeah, good to be here.
So why don't you tell us a little bit, of course, we've got these national monuments in Utah, and you are a big fan, I hear.
Yeah, and I'll just start off by saying, we're in the month of May, and, folks are thinking about vacations and getting out, and I would highly encourage folks to visit our national monuments. They are a national treasure. They protect our national heritage from the historical sites, cultural sites they protect, and provide great opportunities for families to get out in the outdoors, to hike, camp together, see very scenic, wonderful places. And so we're lucky to have our national monuments. They provide a great way for families to get together in the outdoors. And this being the month of May and folks thinking about vacation time, take a look at both our national monuments in Utah and across the West. They're very special places. Get out and enjoy them and let your elected officials know you'd like to see them remain the way they are.
And, of course, we have for example, let's just go with the Bears Ears National Monument. It's a lot smaller now than it was this time a year ago. How is that affecting recreation? Have you seen anything like that having a big effect on what people are using this land for right now?
Yeah, so, back in December, of course, President Trump, you're referring to, did through executive order, illegally reduce the size of Bears Ears National Monument, cutting it down by 80%. Of course, that is being challenged in court. In everything from five tribes who see that as their traditional homeland and sacred sites, who were in support of keeping it as the national monument as it was originally designated, to outdoor enthusiasts who care very much about that landscape. So that will play out in the courts, but we are hopeful, I think, and believe that the courts will side in favor of keeping the original national monument established the way that it was. There is broad support, not only across the West, but even in Utah, for keeping our national monuments, both Bears Ears and Grand Staircase, exactly as they were originally designated. You have in Utah, according to the Colorado College poll out of Colorado Springs, recently surveyed Utah residents, and 56% of Utah residents oppose eliminating protections for our national monuments. So in Utah, there's strong support for our national monuments and also significant opposition to reducing our national monuments. Again, folks love our special places. That's great time to get out, enjoy these places with your families, and people want to see them remain the way they are.
We still have those national monuments, right, in place. People can go and enjoy them. They're just reduced in the size. They're not quite as many millions of acres as they were, right?
Right. They've been reduced in size, and the BLM is initiating a management planning process for the shrunken boundaries. That planning process has been met with great opposition in the meetings that they've held in communities in southern Utah. This applies both to the Grand Staircase Escalante and to Bears Ears. So at the open houses in local communities in southern Utah, there's been significant opposition expressed to the reduction of those national monuments, as well as the as well as moving forward with any kind of planning process. So the other thing I would say is, you know, when you look at local communities in southern Utah where these two monuments are located, you've got strong support from the local business community, the Boulder Escalante Chamber of Commerce has signed letters in unanimous support for the monument. You have 53 business owners who have submitted letters to Secretary Zinke in support of Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument. And you've also seen over the years, as a result of that monument being there, an increase in per capita income by 17%. So not only are these monuments a great place for people to get out and enjoy the outdoors, they also are good for local economies. You see increase in jobs in the range of whether doctors, engineers, and teachers in that region. You've seen job growth in those areas by 42%. People want to live where you have protected public lands, where you can get out and have a high quality of life, be healthy, enjoy these places with your family. It's good for business, and it's good for our way of life.
All right. And, of course, we do have Memorial Day coming up just this weekend, and it is a popular weekend to go camping, right, and to get out and go hiking and enjoy the nice weather. And so is that part of why I'm guessing this is Monument Monday? Okay, that's Monument May. Not really my question there. But is that something that that you're recommending for people to do this holiday weekend?
Absolutely. This holiday weekend, great time to get out and enjoy these places. These are, you know, beautiful landscapes, red rock, you know, canyons, beautiful open spaces that are accessible to the public. And we want people to get out and enjoy them, and we also want people to let their elected officials, whether that's county commissioners, state legislators, the governor, all the way straight up to the congressional delegation, let your elected officials know how you get out and enjoy these lands, and let them know you want to see them remain as they are, see our national monuments remain as they were originally designated. And great time to get out and enjoy these places and also speak up on their behalf.
Once again, Brian Seibert with us this morning. Brian, I just a quick thought. We had some listeners text in here and let you know they don't agree with you. And so many of our listeners don't. But we do appreciate the you taking the time to join us and giving us your thoughts and getting out and enjoying our public lands, whether they're monuments or not.
Great. Thank you. And, again, these are our public lands, so I'd encourage folks to get out and enjoy them and let our elected officials know that we want to see them remain as they are.
Okay, again, our listeners don't agree with you, but appreciate the comments there.
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right, so once again, Brian Seibert there for our Valley Viewpoint interview this morning on KSVC.
Real-life situations are...